Hi, this is Melinda Gates. I'd like to talk with you about an issue that affects every woman around the world, time poverty. Who puts your gym socks in the laundry? Who makes sure there's always milk in the fridge? Who makes your dentist appointments? Everywhere around the world, women do most of the chores and the childcare, what economists call unpaid work, and it takes up an average of 4 hours every single day. You might ask, if it's just a few hours, why does it matter? Well, if you add it up over a lifetime, that's years and even decades taken away from women's lives. In India, where many women walk miles to find clean water and firewood, they spend an average of 6 hours per day cooking, cleaning, and caring for kids. Meanwhile, Indian men spend just 1 hour a day. The gap is not quite as big in rich countries, but there's not a single country in the world where men spend as much time as women on the unpaid work that keeps societies going. This is unfair. It's also a big problem because women are so busy with these duties that they don't have time to do other important things, like go to school, see the doctor, or earn money to support their family. Fortunately, there are steps we can take to solve this problem. Call them the three R's: reduce, recognize, and redistribute. Reduce means we need to make unpaid work take up less time by, for example, bringing electricity and running water to the poorest places. Recognize means we see the hidden assumptions we all make about how women and men should spend their time. And redistribute means share. Share tedious tasks like folding clothes, and share meaningful responsibilities like rearing children. Women who don't have enough time can't invest as much in the future. But if we're all free to spend more hours doing what we love and what we're best at, everyone wins.